Okay, great. So now you know how to identify your changing seasonal energy. And today we're going to be talking about menstrual cycle awareness, also known as MCA, which is a woman's spiritual practice. But what should you actually do with this knowledge? How do you actually integrate it into your busy mom life in a way that nourishes and helps you to restore and grow each month? In this lesson, we're going to talk about the actual practice of MCA, how to perform it, and how to make it sustainable, how to make it practical and useful to your busy life. I will also share some ideas to bring this knowledge to your marriage or partnerships, parenting, workplace, and communities. You are not alone in this, and it's important for you to learn how to share this knowledge in a way that feels good and easy, as opposed to hard and one more thing to do. Okay, so let's dive in. So, the MCA practice, like yoga and meditation, MCA is also a practice that can help you build a stronger, more profound spiritual life. MCA is unique among spiritual practices in that it's built into our bodies as women. We don't control it. Instead, it has its own timing within us. Okay? So the first thing that we're gonna do, now that we know all the, how our energy changes throughout the month, we are going to start by charting our cycle. Okay? So ask yourself, which day of your menstrual cycle are you on? I record it at the top of my female daily tracking sheet, as well as check marking where I am in my cycle, and I also take note of any crossover days. It doesn't take me a long time, and I often have just a bunch of these female daily tracking sheets in my kitchen, and so I take maybe a minute, it takes me a minute or two to just kind of like tune into myself, feel what I'm feeling, note if anything has changed in terms of how I feel, in terms of how my body feels, and then I just put it all in the paper. Okay? You can also do this in your journal. So you can write the date as well as where you are in your cycle, and using your own words, describe how you feel in your body each day. What season do you feel you're in on any given day? Can you begin to catch the transition moments from one season to another? So start just paying attention to this stuff. Another thing, observe the pattern of your dreams throughout your cycle, which will help you to develop even greater acuity towards yourself, towards your needs and the cycle. Okay? Now, the second thing that you are going to do is to sync your cycle with your life. So, as you get to know your own unique rhythm of power, I recommend you organize your life around it. So, you will become better at this with time. So, please don't try to make this perfect right off the bat. For example, arrange social events at ovulation when you feel most outgoing and interested in being with others. Or schedule business meetings during your luteal phase, which is when your critical insights are at their sharpest. If you can, try to take day two and three off work and just do nothing. And you'll still have your mommy duties, but if you stay close to home, you should totally be fine. I had a client who has been allowing herself proper rest during menstruation, and as a result, she feels much more accomplished and productive at work. So this stuff actually works. She actually got a promotion while we were working together, which was very cool for me to witness. Okay, so again, like I said, this is a process. This is and it will go, you will go through kind of like an evolution in this as well, as you will find the right way for you. For me, for example, because I run my own business, I have full I have a full control over my schedule. I can, you know, I make sure that I look at my cycle a month in advance, and I schedule the appointments, the meetings, the podcast interviews, or maybe getting in, you know, in different groups and giving a presentation, getting in front of people. I will do all of that stuff during my follicular and ovulatory phases. And then all the downtimes, all the recording of my programs and my material, I do during my luteal phase, and during menstruation, I try to do as much as I can. I try to just do nothing. Okay, and we're going to talk about what doing nothing actually means. And then the third thing that we're going to do together is to cooperate with the energies. Now, it's true that some of the cycle's energies can be plain inconvenient in our highly focused and driven 24/7 culture. And so your next step in this practice is to give credence to and deeply respect the feelings and energy of any particular day of your cycle. Now, regardless of what you have to do, work with that energy as best as you can. 1% cooperation is all that you need, especially in the beginning. And we're going to talk about the 1% shift in a few minutes. But also keep in mind the big red rule. Rather than living the cycle you think you should have, please pay attention to the one that you actually have. And you will find that simply cooperating with yourself, rather than bullying yourself to be something that you're not, it can make you so much more creative, so much more effective, and also efficient. This is real self-love and a deep practice of self-care. Okay? And then the fourth thing is to bring the power of your cycle to your situation. And what does this mean? This is the next stage of your MCA practice, but please allow this to happen naturally, organically, instead of pushing it or controlling it. And again, this will evolve with time. Whatever the situation in your life is, have the courage to bring in the intelligence of the cycle. Operate unashamedly from the fullness of your experience rather than simply coping with it. For example, let's say that you're menstruating and have a very important presentation to give at work. So what you can do is to prepare yourself well. You don't want to be rushed, and then lean into and trust the perfection of where you are in the cycle. Use the depth and charge of menstruation in the meeting. And in so doing, you will bring a deep authority and stillness that can be captivating to your audience. Remember that this is the essence of living a creative life, and your goal throughout this practice is to engage the feminine energy that resides within you. And the way to do so is month by month practicing and then, you know, being perfectly imperfect and just allowing this process to evolve and to guide you. Learning to pace yourself. Society's timing is not personal. It is not connected to who you are and to your own unique story. Being a part of a group has its place, but not instead of cultivating a deep connection with yourself. Ideally, we should be able to do both. If you march to outer rhythms all the time, you lose connection to your inner authority and the true engine that drives your superpowers. When you're familiar with your own pace, it is much easier to trust your own timing and not get caught up in the urgency around us. Timing is always on your side, but you can't rush your trust and embodiment of it. It's something that you learn with age and an ongoing commitment to cycle awareness. The more you understand timing and the rhythm of your creative process, the less likely you are to label your hesitations and the putting off of things as procrastination. At its heart, procrastination is usually a disconnection from your own true creative calling and an inability to appreciate and trust its organic timing. This is how trusting and believing that there's something bigger than you holding and guiding you begins. Like I said earlier, it's a practice, so take your time and learn from it. Next, I'd like to talk to you about some helpful perspectives and ways of organizing your life around your cycle and how to work with the tension when life isn't fitting into the pattern of your cycle. So the first thing we're going to talk about is how to create a cycle-centered family life. Let your partner in on your MCA discoveries. Yes, I know a lot of my clients are not very happy with that, but this actually is going to be in your benefit. So listen in. Share with your partner your emotional and physical needs and tendencies in each season and how your sexual energy varies. Men love to be in on the mysteries of the cycle and they want to know more about our needs and tendencies. Your partner can be a great ally in your cyclical life if only you let him. You can also ask your partner to chart what they observe happening in your cycle. And this is going to be so cool. This is like asking for somebody to mirror you back. So many of my clients have told me that their partners usually know where they are in their cycle better than them. And I think this is so cool. Sometimes before my husband wants to ask me something, he'd say, "Where are you in your cycle now?" just to make sure that I won't explode or exaggerate, because I do have the tendency to do so, and he is well aware of that. So as you practice this sacred ritual, use it as an opportunity to educate your girls as well. Teach them about the beauty of living a cycle-centered life. You can have a family calendar in the kitchen that includes your menstrual cycle dates, so when other family members are making appointments, they are mindful of your menstrual time and they arrange things accordingly. To really let go and bleed, you do need your family on site, carrying some of the daily load for you. So don't underestimate the power of having your space consciously protected and held by your loved ones while you menstruate. Living a cycle-centered life has offered my family the most sustainable and healthy rhythm to abide by and be held in. The menstrual cycle is a shared experience among all menstruating women, so you can also be allies for each other. Don't struggle alone and please don't isolate yourself. Instead, lean into the support of your community members. Ask for help when you need some time out from mothering and cooking. And the best thing is that women, you know, all women menstruate. So you can maybe agree on something. And when you need, when you need the help, they can help to watch the kids for you. But then when they menstruate, you can also do the same for them. So that's totally a win-win and something that I do as well. Now, let's talk about a cycle-centered workplace, because I know a lot of my clients ask me about how to bring this into their workplace. So you can actually help to pioneer a period policy at your workplace. You have to ask, would your workplace consider something like this? I've actually been approached by employers who wanted me to educate their female employees about their feminine currents, and it has been an amazing success, because imagine what this does to, you know, when the entire group, when your entire team understands the different energies that they have throughout each phase. If this is something that is interesting to you, please ask me about it. I'm happy to do this for your organization as well. If this is not an option at all, then maybe you can get just one or two allies at work. Share about, you know, what you know and educate them as well and see how this can be of benefit to you. When you menstruate, go more slowly. Work more quietly. Take all the pressure off yourself and just let yourself cruise in your little menstruation bubble. No one needs to know that you are deep in your menstrual cave. Okay? Now, let's talk about the 1% shift. I've mentioned it a couple of times. I want to make sure that you guys understand what this means. The whole notion of practicing cycle awareness and organizing your life around it may just feel impossible or overwhelming. You may find yourself constantly sitting under the thumb of what you think you should be doing, falling into idealized thinking and abandoning the real possibilities before you. So, in order to do so, try the 1% shift. And here's how it works. Number one, imagine how would the perfect cycle-centered life look like for you. What would be ideal for you? For example, for me, an ideal cycle-centered life would look like this. When I bleed, nobody bothers me. I have full control over my time. I spend lots of time in my bed just doing nothing, resting, watching a movie, or just reading a book, having somebody cook for me, having my husband come to me and have deep connection, deep conversations with him. Of course, only when I want to. My kids are well taken care of by somebody else. It's either my husband or anybody else who is available. Okay, so make this creative. Get a large sheet of paper and colored pens and just show your dream. Then don't let practicality or sustainability get in your way here. Just imagine the ultimate scenario. Okay? And then ask yourself what 1% of that change would be. How would it look like? Let it be something really, really small, seemingly insignificant and easily doable. For me, for example, it is to allow myself to nap during the day. Okay, I can totally do that without feeling shame or guilt. So when I menstruate, I notice the radical, you know, I notice immediately how much more tired I am, and then I just allow myself to nap between 2 to about 3:30 in a day, right before I have to pick up my kids from school. Okay, so that's for me, that's my 1%. Now, on your next bleed, do that 1% and see how that feels. Okay? The 1% can also be applied in any given moment. So for example, say you wake up in the morning and you're exhausted, wishing you could just stay in bed all day. So look for some ways you can give yourself a small dose of hiding away. Maybe you can reschedule a meeting. Maybe you can change your plans last minute. Or maybe you can call at work and tell them that you are running late. Tune into your resourcefulness and creativity here, and please stop thinking that this is being lazy or irresponsible. This is not. This is self-care that you're working on, and sometimes you have to squeeze it in. As a mom, it is hard to stop or take breaks, and many times it may feel like another job on your long to-do list. Resting at menstruation and tuning into the cosmic forces, you're joking, right? Well, not really. In fact, your version of stop or pausing is going to look different than mine, and so it's really your responsibility to find your way. Again, the 1% shift will help you to start being intentional about resting and slowing down during menstruation. And when you start seeing how much better you feel during the rest of the cycle, following that, you will find yourself expanding that to 2% and so on. It is really that good. Okay? So let's talk about doing nothing. This is another skill. I know it's silly, but it is a skill that requires practice. Especially in today's world, doing nothing kind of feels silly and a waste of time. Doing nothing is a refined art that we seem to have lost. So I'm going to speak to the part of you that always wants to be busy, that always wants to be distracted and on the move. Here's what you can do. Resist the temptation to turn on the TV or the computer. Resist the urge to clean or tidy up or do just one more thing or multitask during nothing with doing something. Doing something means having no agenda, zero power of agency, and allowing yourself to drift and potter. Forgive yourself for feeling lazy or useless. Give up the idea that your worth depends on what you do and how much you produce. Risk being bored and simply hang out with yourself in the emptiness. This can be scary, so start small. Remember the 1% shift. Carve out a small chunk of time to do nothing, and if you find it a struggle, work with holding the tension. We spoke about this. This is sort of like parenting and mothering yourself as well. You are practicing self-containment, self-regulation, and self-discipline. And then the last thing I'm going to leave you with, it's called the bleed on it method. Okay, so when I first learned about this, I thought this is totally crazy and ridiculous until I tried it. So the reason I'm sharing this with you is that it actually works. The bleed on it method is the menstrual cycle's answer to how to solve your current problems, challenges, wondering what the hell my life is about, dilemmas, etc., etc. After working with coaches myself, I now understand that all we need is already within us. All we need is to ask the right questions and listen. Listen to our intuitive force that has all the answers and guidance. It is so important to pause and listen, but even more so is to ask the right questions. This technique will be very valuable for you after we're done our work together, because you will be on your way without me. Remember that my goal for you is to learn how to tap into your wisdom and become confident in yourself without developing codependence or feeling like you can't do this on your own. Yes, you can. So here's how this works. This comes directly from the book Wild Power, and this is in page 224. So whenever you have an issue you want to resolve, rather than sleeping on it, try bleeding on it. Your menstrual cycle is a container of time to incubate an issue, and menstruation itself opens you to guidance from your deep being. Sometimes it will take a few cycles to get to the bottom of an issue, but stay with it and trust your body. So step number one, open your journal and write your intention. State clearly out loud, like a declaration to the universe, the problem or issue for which you seek guidance. Do this at the beginning of the cycle, so day one or two. So you have the whole month to let the issue incubate. Super important, especially if you're dealing with something grand. Step number two, observe, gather, and incubate. Once you've made your declaration, let go of trying to solve the issue. As you go about your daily life, simply pay attention at a subtle level to signs, signals, and clues, both from within yourself, including your feelings and dreams, and any ideas that pop into your head, as well as feedback from the world. Imagine the world is speaking to you on this issue. Okay? Step number three. You don't need to be overly focused. On the contrary, a little forgetting is good. The attention you do give is more of a gentle sideways look, a sensing as much as an actual seeing. Simply hold your observations inside you. If you find yourself getting anxious about still not having an answer, you might be someone who finds it difficult to be patient or let go of control. Remind yourself that there's still time. If you harry yourself, you will be interrupting the very process that's playing out through your cycle, trying to give you the clarity that you seek. And then step number four, use the power of menstruation to receive. Slow down as you approach menstruation. Follow the inner promptings to let go and empty out. and give yourself some space to do nothing and simply rest. Throughout the five chambers of menstruation, stay open to what wants to be known. And then the last step number five. You may feel an inrushing of energy, an inspiration, or a deep, quiet certainty of knowing. Chambers 4 and 5 can be particularly illuminating, almost like a clear command to oneself. But to catch the moment of clarity, you need to keep a degree of closeness to yourself and the menstruation process. So here's an example from my life where I've used this method. My youngest daughter, Naomi, went through a major hip surgery in April of 2018. I was so naive to think that after the surgery, we will be back to our normal life, but was really surprised to discover that she's struggling with major post-surgery trauma. I've used the bleed on it method to help myself come up with a healing plan for her to allow her to process this while she's still young. This incubation led me to learn more about trauma resolution, the work of Dr. Peter Levine, somatic experiencing, body work, and healing emotional wounding that is locked inside of our scar tissues. Crazy stuff, I know. But I have used all of these methods to help my daughter heal and process this very gently, lovingly, and in a way that fosters more connection and bonding between the two of us. This took me about 3 to 4 bleeds, and I'm still learning more about this every day. So do you struggle with the kids, with your husband, with a mother-in-law, or your own mother, maybe a narcissistic friend or a family member? How to protect your child? Maybe you're wondering how to approach a teacher who's very rigid and strict with your child. Do you struggle with enrolling your family into your health mission? Or even with bigger things like manifesting a job offer or promotion for yourself or for your husband, or figuring out what your life's mission is and what are the steps that you need to take in order to pivot and live in alignment with your calling. Use the bleed on it method to help yourself find the solution. As you've learned throughout these lessons, this important biological process is a woman's spiritual practice. Menstruation is the feminine in action. It's the channel through which the feminine can be experienced and integrated back into our lives and onto the planet. The stages of your life. Your initiation into your feminine current begins with your first bleed. In your 20s and 30s, the first part of this lifelong journey, the door opens to a rich inner process of getting to know yourself and learning to care for your own nature. During these years, you're learning, in particular, the power of agency. The cycle supports you to develop a healthy ego, good boundaries, and an attitude of inner kindness. Driven by ambition and full of youthful vitality, it's a time of experimentation, ideas, achieving goals, and manifestation. You learn to assert your desires, make things happen, and build a life for yourself. It's the time to declare, "This is me." As you shift into your 40s and 50s, you start to engage in more complexity, depth, and subtlety. In the second half of your fertile life, you come to know more intimately the power of encounter and develop the capacity to be in the unknown and work with what's emerging. You notice how the challenges that you're getting are more complex and require more creativity and resourcefulness to solve. It is no longer about your will and ego. Instead, you're guided by something larger, by the meaning of your life on this planet and your responsibility to this earth. Menopause is the final phase, the peak of your initiation process. If a woman has lived this journey consciously, she feels the readiness of her spirit to step fully into claiming her life's purpose and serving the world. One of the things I deeply believe in is that as women, and in particular mothers, we are healers and change makers. We can make this world a better place. This healing, it begins with you. By embracing your feminine power, by organizing your life in alignment with this rhythm, being congruent with your cycle. In this way, we influence our children, our girls, our partners, our friends, and the community. At the core, this is radical self-care and sustainable living. Reverence for the cycle process gives a woman permission to be unique, to be different than a man. Men and women are different, and by practicing this day in and day out, we are actually allowing our men to be men and tap more into their divine masculine as well. Living in alignment with your feminine current teaches you to think for yourself and to be yourself. As women and mothers, we are leaders. We are grounded in our own authority and knowing. We can't be easily manipulated or controlled. We are conscious creators rather than consumers. The cycle makes women wake up and consciously tap into their mature form of awareness that the world is so painfully missing. It's time we stop being nice and good girls, doing what we're told to do and pleasing everyone. It's time we own more of our own fierceness and shake the world where it needs to be shaken. The better at this you become, you will see that your calling and life purpose is actually encoded in your body, and MCA practice will help you tap more into that. Again, this is not about rushing and getting things done, which has its place during your ovulatory phase. It's more about deeply listening, tuning in, radically taking care of yourself, and ignite your spirit's deep yearning to live a meaningful, creative, and fulfilled life that wholeheartedly imparts your wild legacy when you're done. The initiation journey from menarche to menopause is dutifully in service of that. Now, what do women who practice MCA bring to the world? We are modeling radical self-care and sustainable living. Our personalities grounded in our authority and knowing. We can't be easily manipulated or controlled. We are natural leaders and we're not afraid to take a stand. We are conscious creators rather than consumers. We are wives and partners who are changing the power dynamic between men and women, liberating both the divine feminine and the divine masculine to help us be better versions of who we are. We are women, we are wives and mothers who are developing maturity and adulting beyond ego, and we see ourselves and the world as one. We are holy troublemakers who shake the world and challenge the status quo. We are practicing soul activism in service of the Creator and the world.